Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Right now I'm talking with a band called Rat King. They have a new EP, and let me see if I can pronounce this right. Santa Hypocrisia.
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 Yeah.
But that's good.
That's pretty okay. Good, yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, it's out now. It's a new EP. We're going to play a couple songs from it. It's available now. You can stream it. You can pick it up. It's a cassette tape. So I got to ask you guys, why'd you release it on cassette tape of all formats?
All right. Yeah. Well, the issues going on with vinyl right now, you know, having to wait, like, It's like a 9-month wait or something like that. And I guess we didn't have enough patience, you know what I mean? Like to wait on that. Since it's only an EP too, we thought it'd be better to just, you know, share it with the world. And we love tapes. So we did it.
There's a lot of cassette tape collectors. I'm one of them. So, you know, you don't really have to explain it to me. You know, I got to play the voice of the listener that might be wondering, you know, why on cassette tape? But you guys release your own music. It's all done DIY with your own label within the mind. So, I mean, that's real. The vinyl backlog. Yeah. It's what I'm pre-ordering a record. It says it'll come out in mid 2022. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's why we went and wait. And like I said, it was only an EP. So we're still looking into the vinyl options, you know, but for now it's like the music is out. And that was the most important thing for us.
Yeah, to have a physical product. Yeah, that was important for the shows. And to rather do cassettes than CDs, because nobody really is into CDs anymore, I don't feel like, except for maybe the purists.
90s kids, maybe.
I
have a stack over here too.
Yeah. We're just old.
Yeah.
I know we've interviewed you guys from Metal Shop and Loud and Local before, but if anyone's just tuning in now and they don't know you guys, let's reintroduce you guys. Tell us what your name is and what you do for Rat King.
Okay, I'm Danny. I play bass and I do vocals. Next.
My name is Ricky. I play guitar and scream a little bit as backups.
My name is Carlos and I play drums and I tell jokes on stage.
Awesome. So just to give a little backstory, we went very in depth with this a couple of years back on the Metal Shop interview, but just an abridged version. Do you want me to call you Danny or Daniel or Dan?
Danny's fine.
Danny? Okay. Yeah. So Danny and Ricky, you guys are brothers. So obviously that's how you met. But Ricky, if I'm correct, you moved to the United States where were you guys originally from? And then kind of just give me a brief history of how the band started and you guys started playing together.
Yeah, absolutely. Me and Danny are from Ecuadorian descent. Our parents are Ecuadorian. We were born in New Jersey and lived in Ecuador for about 10 years. I guess Danny lived there more. And I moved to the United States in 98 and, you know, to Arizona. And I lived there for a while. And then Danny joined me there to Arizona eventually. And that was in 2002. And yeah, we've been playing together ever since. It's almost 20 years together playing, so it's been a crazy road.
And Carlos, when did you come along? Did you move up here from Arizona as well, or are you from the Northwest?
I am originally from the Southeast, actually. I come from the faraway land of Miami, Florida, which is pretty much the exact opposite of the country. And out of blind luck, too. So to make a long story short, I still play with a band called Rhine. And
new album.
Yeah. Very happy about that one, too.
We got to get you guys on here to talk about that.
Oh, that would be great. I'm sure Gabriel and the other guys would love to jump on here. But, playing in the scene, we just kind of both bands had a show together or something. And we hooked up. We hit it off all together. And then sometime later, Tyler, I believe his name was, the previous drummer for Rat King, he decided to move on. And the brothers asked if I was interested to come in and just jam, just have a good time. And I said, yeah, sure, absolutely. So one thing led to another, to another, to another. And now here I am, shackled against my will. I'm joking now. After some time, it just made sense to like, hey, let's make this a permanent thing and join the band full time.
So when you joined, I noticed something. Is that it got a lot faster, got a lot more death metal-y. Is that an influence that you brought in, or did it just so happen that you guys all wanted to go in that direction together?
I think that it was a natural thing that just happened. I, for better or worse, I have a tendency to play fast. Sometimes for better. So sometimes for better, sometimes for worse, but I play fast, and it's just a kick that the band really liked, and the stuff that we kept coming up with, and the stuff that was already there, we'll just kept getting a little faster. And now we're here where we're playing tempos of up to 250 and enjoying ourselves. So,
yeah,
it's just natural.
Yeah, I remember our first practice when we got together, he didn't know any of the songs, but we're like, hey, any Sepultura? And we played like three songs or four songs, and we were like, oh man, that was fun. So it kind of just, the music went in that direction when we started to write. Like at the first shows, like the first few shows, it was like half our songs, half Sepultura songs. So we would write more, We were like a half a cover band.
Yeah, definitely. I think that, so when I joined the band was a little bit more on that, actually sleep like that's
kind of sludgy.
Sludgy, stony thing. And then, when we started jamming and we started playing like old school classics like that Sepultura and stuff, we kind of decided to like turn inwards, kind of like go a little bit more classic and a little faster. And I think that now like we could probably get away with labeled a death metal band,
For sure. Especially the new EP. I was just jamming that. Yeah, it's definitely a lot more. It's almost a totally different sound than the original material, but
for sure, yeah.
That's a
departure, from it, what it was. It's also like I think it was the style of drumming, our older drummer, that's what he could play.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't push that writing into the more death metal style, we couldn't do that. So when Carlos joined the band, it's like it gave us a whole lane to like focus on to like that style of music.
Yeah, we almost thought like not to even call the band Rat King anymore because it was so different. But we were like, whatever, let's just go for it.
I definitely think that it's more of a reinvention, which is, I think it's really cool. Like, I certainly don't want to forget where the band has been, but definitely it's a whole new horizon to explore. So it's really cool.
Do you guys play any of the old material, or is it pretty much all just the new stuff?
It's all new stuff. Yeah. That old stuff is just, it's like different guitar sound, different tuning. Like, yeah. It's totally different. Yeah. We've tried a little bit here and there. It just feels weird. It's like not really into it that much, I guess. So
fair enough.
That's why. Yeah. That's why we keep going.
So this new EP is available now. Tell me a little bit about the process of recording it. Was this all recorded during the pandemic, or did you guys have it done before?
I would say we wrote it during the pandemic, starting before the pandemic, and we recorded it in May, started in May of this year, 2021. And we recorded at Soundhouse in Ballard, Seattle.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was really great experience. Like everything came together. We didn't know what we were going to really go into do, you know, we just wanted to record. And yeah, that's when
we certainly wanted to record. And I'm very proud of the EP. I'm very proud of the brothers also that we once we put everything on paper that, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to record this many songs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We really took to rehearsing, and that made the recording process a little easier for me, and just a lot of fun too. Like, it was very, very organized, and this is a lot of fun. Shout out to our engineer that we worked with, Wyatt Harbaugh. He certainly made it that much more of an enjoyable experience. So
how, yeah. So
he was just really cool, down to earth, cracks making dad jokes like every 5 minutes.
Nice. Yeah. Did you guys know him beforehand?
Carl's did.
He's a friend of mine. He's a cool friend of mine. I knew that he does audio. Metal was never really his like strong suit, but I just knew that the dude has just a very, very good work ethic. And he did. Whenever I felt that we caught like the take, mm-hmm, he said, yeah, that sounded all right. Let's do it again. And let's do it again. You know, he was, you know, he kept pushing us to, you know, even if it's just this much better, he kept pushing for just more, 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 which is really cool. It was funny. Actually, a couple of times we kind of like turned to each other, like, who's giving this guy all of this power to like boss us around?
Dude, that's awesome. So Soundhouse, it looks like a good studio. I'm checking it out right now. Some pretty nice looking little area in there, man. That looks awesome.
Yeah, it's hidden away in Ballard. It, like, you can't even tell it's there. It's like in this little row house, it looks like, or something like that. And
we got
great equipment,
great sound,
great room, great sound.
It's the only studio in Seattle that's been built from the ground up to be a studio.
Oh, it's Jack and Dino's studio.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. He manages it. Yeah.
Okay. That's why I know the name. Okay. Right on. I was just like, why does it sound familiar? That's Jack and Dino.
That's nice. Yeah. Dude.
Jack and Dino will also, he'll be like coming into his house with groceries or something. Hey, yep, guys, how you doing?
Nice.
Yeah, I was so relaxed there. It was just really, just so relaxed. That's what I felt like. It's the most relaxing recording environment like I've ever been at, you know.
It's a good vibe. That's awesome.
Yeah, I still have a couple of pieces of video and pictures that to make a little behind the scenes thing. So
yeah,
some funny stuff there. As soon as I get it done, all of you will see it out there.
Awesome.
Can't wait.
Well, we're going to go into a song right now. We're going to go into the song False Prophet. What do you guys want to say about this jam before we jump into it?
It's a fast one. Enjoy it because it's short.
Nice.
It certainly is just a big slap. And, you know, before you know it, it's just like, who slapped me? We're gone. Yeah. So. It's one of my favorite tracks off of it, because yeah, it's in and out, full of energy, burst, just energy. Yeah,
awesome. And here it is, False Prophet by Rat King off their new EP. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Burn!
That was False Prophet, brand new EP by Rat King, Seattle, and I'll say death metal band, Seattle metal band, Rat King, with their new EP self-released out on Within the Mind Records. Congratulations on this.
You
guys played a show just a couple weeks back with Death Cave before their big little tour. Mm-hmm. What's it been like, you know, being back at shows and playing shows, you know, after, you know, 17, 18 months of lockdown?
It's been great. The first show back that we played at Cold Mean was, it was crazy how nervous I was,
mm-hmm.
but it felt so good to play live the first time back. And it's been great. Every time we go to the show, the turnouts are pretty good. So it's been nice.
Yeah, the first sound check back was awesome. Like the first, you know, give me your guitars, just hear it amplified. It was great. Like the drums, I didn't realize how much I missed it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Likewise, I share the sentiment that these guys say. I also work as a live sound engineer at the substation.
Killer.
And I've been watching a couple of shows for the past 3 months. For the past 3 months, you know, we started hosting events again, and it's been really cool to see live music. I mean, just kind of like I love being on stage and performing with the guys and everything.
Yeah.
But aside from that, just seeing the crowds come back and being so hungry for live events, you know, and there was another sound engineer who described the. I want to be at the space, and I want to get hit by air coming out of the speakers. And that's a very, very valid description of what you're missing. You know, it's not the same being at home watching a stream or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mingling with society, getting hit in the face with air, and having a couple of drinks. There's nothing like it.
You need that sonic therapy, that loud amps in the face,
yeah,
dude.
Absolutely,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely, reaction. From the crowd too. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Even exactly. Even as a performer, seeing the audience getting into it, and even being an audience member getting smacked by the drunk guy trying to start a mosh pit, that's totally cool too. Yeah. Definitely missed it. We've had some very, very good reactions to the new material. So it's been it's been pretty much 10 out of 10. For most of the shows, so very happy about that. Thank you, everybody.
Mm-hmm. How'd you guys personally stay sane during, you know, when shows weren't happening? Or is that just a big assumption that you did stay sane?
Yeah, it was hard. Practice. I think practice, that's what we did. We just wrote this out, the EP. We have a few songs also that are pretty much 70%, I might say.
Mm-hmm.
So just to me is writing. That's how I keep my sanity.
Yeah, and that in YouTube, man. I watch so many concerts on YouTube. Like just, you know, old school Barcelona 1991 Sepultura concerts, like whatever. Mm-hmm. That kept me sane. And yeah, we really didn't take a break from practicing, maybe like a month or two, I think we took off, and mm-hmm. we were like, well, you know, this is what we do. So it's like let's get in there.
Yeah, definitely again, once we decided that, okay, we're going to record it, we're going to do the things, we took rehearsing very seriously. So that kept the band working. Aside from just being sane, it kept the band focused, unified, and working towards a goal.
Yeah.
And for myself, I started hiking last year, awesome. Basically. And that definitely has kept me sane a lot. Actually, from somebody who is from a completely different part of the country, and you know, mountains and forests were not things that we see down in the south. So I fell in love with a lot of the landscapes and stuff out here. So I did a lot of hiking.
That's one beautiful thing about here in the Pacific Northwest, just 20 minutes or 30 minutes outside of the city, and you'll be in like the most beautiful, you know,
wilderness area.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
Yes,
it's great, man.
It's magical. Yep. I'm trying to fish as many people from the south as I can to come up here.
Yeah. Put a black metal album on and you're just like transported into this like wonderful. Yeah. Put on some Wolves in the Throne Room and you're just out there in the forest.
Yeah.
All right. So talk about, you know, pivot to, you know, you're being a fan of music and everything, and also, you know, tying in, you know, those 18 months or so of not being able to play shows and being frustrated. If you were having a particularly crappy day, what's a good album that you can go to that can like put you in a better place, and maybe like a classic or something that you always can reach for to put on? What's an album that's like that for you? And we can start with you, Ricky.
You know, I listened to a lot of Ozzy I went back. I've always listened to Ozzy since I was, you know, a teenager, but, you know, put him in the shelf. Sometimes I go back and forth, but the pandemic, I don't know why, it's just his melodies, man. This is like vocals. I was just listening to a lot of Black Sabbath and Ozzy, nice. Particularly Volume 4, even though it's kind of a downer of an album, but I don't know. I love that album.
It's a classic.
Wheels of Confusion, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Just sets it up. That was the one for me.
Awesome. And Carlos, what about you, man?
Well, that is such an open question. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to try to, give you something that I listened to today that I haven't heard in a long time, but it definitely, gave me a kick in the ass, which is actually our hometown heroes of Nevermore.
Yes. R.I.P. Worrell.
Yep. R.I.P. I remember meeting him once, and it was like, wow. I got to meet a legend. What's his name? Drummer. Sorry.
Van?
As soon as I'm up. Van Williams. Holy hell. Mm-hmm. Huge influence. Such an underrated drummer.
Yeah.
That was also like having some practice myself earlier today, and nice. I was listening to that and playing drums along to a bunch of songs. So
nice.
There you go.
Awesome. And Danny, sorry. What about you, man?
One of my favorite albums, Opeth's Blackwater Park. Mm. I love that album. That's the one of the first ones I really got into of them. That I always like to put in that one. And also today I was listening to Sound of Perseverance by Death.
Yes.
That one too. It's just the time that I got into it. That's one of the, I love those songs. And Voice of the Soul on that too.
Yep.
That instrumental song. Yeah. I love those two albums.
Cool.
Yeah. Chuck Schuldiner is a personal hero of mine. Not just a musician, but also a poet, philosopher, philanthropist, animal lover. I mean, like he just blurs the lines of not just being a guitar player in a band.
All the best qualities. Yep. R.I.P. Yeah. Man. We just celebrated the anniversary, 20 years of his passing, which is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. No, man.
The same day as Worrell passing too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I saw someone posted a picture of Worrell and Chuck together. I was like, oh man,
crazy.
That's wild, man. On that day. Yeah. It was Jeff Loomis who posted it. It was Jeff, Worrell and Chuck all together on a tour. So epic.
Wow. To be there.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys have played with a variety of Northwest bands. Why don't you just each of you shout out one Northwest band that you love, like another Northwest band that you think deserves some love?
Oh, this is a little biased because we released their tape, but to me, the best band is Me.
Yes.
They're like, I love that band. I love them as people and I love them like their music. Like the first time I ever saw them, we played with them randomly and it was like, I was just struck by them. You know what I mean? The music's very deep. It's mm-hmm. awesome, man. Shout out.
Is Me.
Yeah.
Right on.
Oh, yeah.
And Carlos, what about you?
Well, I guess it would be biased to say Ryan, but...
hey, say it.
Ryan.
Well, I mean, like, I certainly love being involved with this band as well. Ryan, mm-hmm. shout out to Gabriel, James, and... God, what's his name?
Andrew.
Andrew, sorry, I really enjoy that band, this band, because the material is kind of a little bit polar opposite of what Rat King does. So
yeah,
it gives me another palette to, you know, get creative and
do the duality.
Yeah, and also we are kind of sister bands in a way, not just because I play in both of them, but we just like all get along so well. We
That's awesome.
And one of the best times that we've had is both bands went on tour,
mm-hmm.
and we just had such a blast, you know, playing on stage. We call ourselves the Ryan King.
Ryan King, I like it. Daniel, what about Danny? God damn it. I keep looking at your Zoom and it says Danny. Danny, what about you, man?
What was the question? Oh, the
yeah, band. Another Northwest band that you dig to shout out.
Saws, dude. Saws, since the first time I seen yes. I saw Saws, dude, they blew me away. Oh. And they still do, man. They're
so good.
Yeah. Shout awesome. Out.
Right on. Guys, do you have any upcoming shows to promote?
Next show we're playing in Seattle will be February 4th, opening for Bewitcher at El Corazon.
Killer, it's our dude.
First time playing there, so we're stoked about that. Finally, you know, we've always seen shows there, excited to be there.
New Bewitcher album kicks ass. Killer, yeah. Portland heavy metal band. So
yeah, it should be a good show.
Right on, man. Well,
that's
we
the will next one.
Definitely be going to that one February 4th.
Hell yeah,
dude. By all means, come, you know, like come grab me, and you know, my first round of drinks is on me.
All right, sounds good, dude. Right on, man. Well, I look forward to that. All right, man. So what's the best way to support you guys?
You guys can look up our Bandcamp, Rat King Band at bandcamp.com. We have merch there. You can download our album or just listen to our music, share our posts, you know, just yep. However you can.
Yeah, we're definitely, you know, we would say come out to shows if you can and support with some merch purchases. But like, word of mouth is just as important and yeah, strong totally. To help us get our, you know, whether it be announcements of shows or news or whatever, you know,
yeah.
that's just as important. And we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go into a one called Morboso. This one's morbid, right?
Go. Yeah, there you go. That was nice. Yeah. That rolled off your tongue.
Right off the tongue, yeah.
I like it. Awesome. Right on, guys. Any final words for the Northwest audience before we jump in?
I would say see you guys at shows. Come out. Let's keep yep. this metal scene growing and being the that it already is.
And let's yeah. stay and stay safe while you're out there so that we can keep sure, it going. Sure. We don't want another shutdown.
True. No, absolutely not. Yeah.
You certainly do not.
So do what you can to support, you know, and stay safe and be conscientious to each other.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, I want to thank everybody too that's like already purchased our album. You know, these last shows have been really great, you know, like the support from people just coming up to the merch table and not even necessarily like Carlos said buying, but just coming over to say hi and like just, you know, yeah, let totally. Us know what yeah. they think has been it's been awesome. So thank you to everybody who've done that.
Absolutely. I would echo on that sentiment that we're nobodies, you know, we're just people that performing love to play music. We get on a show and if people like what we do, you know, hey, let's hang out, let's be yeah. friends, let's come out, say hello, don't be shy or scared or anything. I certainly love just meeting everybody. The brothers will tell you, it's like, hey, come on, we gotta go. so it's always cool to meet the fans. No,
yeah,
the audience, the
community. Like, yep.
So it's really cool, that community.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You
absolutely.
So yeah, even just somebody tapping me on the shoulder and saying, hey, great set, that right there is support, and really appreciate it.
Right on. With that being said, guys, we're going into it. It's Morboso here by Rat King. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Session. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.